For example, Pierre, today's educated is date is 09/08/2022. Dictation is for Sahul Alvarez. Alvarez spells A-L-V-A-R-E-Z. Sahul spells S-A-U-L. Date of birth is 06/06/2002. 20-year-old gentleman here with right great toe pain, period. Patient stated that this has been going on for approximately a week, but it's gotten worse in the last 4 days. He said his relatives, he has an ingrown toenail, and his relatives was trying to take it out, but it got worse. It got more swelling and increased pain. He said that they were able to get a piece of it out, but some of it is left under the skin, and it's causing severe pain, swelling, and discharge. Period. He says pain is approximately 7/10, increased with surgeon shoe wear and touch. It's non-radiating and confined to the lateral surface of his great toe, period. Next paragraph. Past medical history is none. Past surgical history is none. Social history. Denies tobacco, alcohol, or drug use. Next paragraph. Family history is none. Next paragraph. Medication, none. Next paragraph. Allergies is none. Next paragraph. Review of systems. Correction. Family history is none. Next paragraph, review of systems. All systems were reviewed and were negative except for those mentioned above. Period. Next paragraph, physical exam. He's alert-oriented. He mild stress. He has antalgic gait. Vital signs are as follows. O2 sat is 100% at room air. Blood pressure 130/12. Pulse 78. Respiration 18. Temperature 98.0. Period. Next paragraph. Right foot. The first digit. Nail is viable. Lateral surface of his nail is embedded into the surrounding soft tissue, comma. There's soft tissue edema. There's purulent discharge. A localized erythema. Tender to palpation. Cap refill less than 2 seconds. Period. Next paragraph. HENT normal. Next paragraph. Neck full range of motion. No rigidity. Next paragraph. Respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort. No use of accessory muscles. No respiratory distress. No paradoxical motion. Next paragraph. Cardiac. No peripheral edema or cyanosis. Period. Next paragraph. Neuro is alert oriented. Times 3. Mood and effect are normal. Next paragraph. Assessment and plan. Assessment number 1 is onychocryptosis. Assessment number 2, toe cellulitis. Number 3, toe pain. Next paragraph, procedure, open parentheses, partial nail removal, medial surface. Next line, patient was explained the procedure. We talk about complications and benefits of the procedure. I explain in detail how the procedure is conducted. Patient said he is okay for me to proceed. Next paragraph. Next line. Foot was soaked in betadine and warm water. It was soaked for approximately 10 minutes. Next line. Foot was removed from betadine and water, pad dry, then again prepped with betadine and overwiped with alcohol. Next line. Lidocaine without epinephrine, approximately 3 to 4 cc's, were injected into digit to produce a digital block. Next line, I waited for approximately 10 to 15 minutes to achieve full anesthesia. After anesthesia is achieved, forceps was used, grabbed in lateral surface of the nail, rotated in laterally and removed it from the surrounding soft tissue. Approximately 0.6 centimeter of nail was removed and cut from the rest of the nail. Bleeding was minimal. Bleeding was controlled with silver nitrate and direct pressure. Next line. Site was then bathed in triple antibiotics, covered with iodoform gauze, secured with 2x2 and Coban. Next line. Patient tolerated procedure well. There were minimum bleeding and there no other complications. He was educated on self-care at home. Next line. Patient was sent home with the following medication. 1, Mobic, 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for pain. Next medication, Septra, double strength, 1 800/160 milligrams. You would take 1 PO twice daily for pain. He was advised not to remove bandage for 2 days and not to get site wet for 2 days. If he does, he needs to come back so we can redress it. He was given the opportunity for questions. He said he has none. End of dictation.